listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It is a great pleasure to have with us Gordon Chang, one of the country's preeminent experts about Asia at a time when we are clearly all focusing on it, notably what is happening in North Korea, as we were just discussing with Dr. Mark Schneider. Gordon is, of course, a columnist at the Daily Beast. He contributes to Forbes.com and blogs at WorldAffairsJournal.com, among other outlets. You see him frequently at Fox and Bloomberg and elsewhere. He is truly one of the go-to guys in light of, among other things, his work in two important publications, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon Chang, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Well, I'd like to start with North Korea, Gordon. We've been discussing with Mark the sort of military dimensions of it, the nuclear capabilities and the like. Talk a little bit about it as you see it from a geostrategic vantage point. Where are we and where is this likely to go?
I think that Beijing has been using North Korea to keep the United States and its allies and friends off balance. And we have yet to come to any sort of understanding on that regard. And, you know, I should point to the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal by Secretary of Defense Mattis and Secretary of State Tillerson, where they say they're moving from strategic patience, which is the Obama policy, to strategic accountability. But in that op-ed, they don't hold China accountable. There's no mention of Chinese money laundering for the North Koreans. We don't see any of the assistance to the nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. We don't see anything about Chinese sanction busting. We are not going to move the ball. We are not going to protect the American people until we really reach some inconvenient truths that China has helped North Korea created this threat. This is not a story about North Korea or China. This is a story about us, Frank.
Gordon Chang is in the house, virtually at least. We're talking about, Gordon, the degree to which we have failed to take action to this point to stop the North Koreans. This brings us, of course, to the sanctions issue. We've relied on them for a long time. The Chinese have, to varying degrees, gone along with the sanctions at the United Nations, including most recently a set that are described as particularly draconian of late. But do they actually follow through? Do they enforce those sanctions? They're putting out the word that they are this particular new tier of them. What's your take on that, Gordon, and what should we expect going forward?
I would hope that Beijing would enforce the seventh set of sanctions on North Korea from the UN, but they haven't enforced the first six. You know, if we take the last set, which was adopted on November 30th of last year, China on February 18th of this year said that it would no longer buy coal from the North Koreans for the remainder of the year in order to comply with those sanctions. The Chinese, after that announcement in February, bought coal from the North Koreans. They bought coal in April, May, and June, and now it appears they're buying coal from the North Koreans through third countries. So we really have to be concerned about the way the Chinese are talking one way in public, but acting in a very different way. And we have yet to hold them account for that. I mean, we always talk about, oh, you know, the Chinese are trying to do this and trying to do that, and we hope that they comply. But, you know, gosh darn it, Frank, you know, we've seen this so much, so often, continually over the course of decades. We're not doing anything about it.
Well, to the point, Gordon, of accountability, one of the things that is going on today, as you know, as we speak, it's still in prospect. As this program airs this evening, it will have happened. But the president is unveiling some new and, we're told, rather tough measures with respect to China's predatory trade practices. This is happening at a moment, whether it's directly connected or not. It certainly is temporally, and I'm sure in the minds of the Chinese, connected to this ongoing question of whether they're going to be cooperative, helpful, take steps that would actually diminish this growing threat to us. Talk a little bit about what you understand is coming from the president in this regard today, Gordon, and what bearing you think it might have on the North Korean issue in general.
Yeah. President Trump is going to sign, we've been told, a memorandum asking the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to think about whether we need an investigation on China's intellectual property practices. In other words, an investigation to see whether we need an investigation. Now, I'm unimpressed because essentially we know that the Chinese over the course of decades have been involved in stealing U.S. intellectual property, and they do it in a number of new ways now, and we talk about it all the time, but this administration and previous ones have done very little to stop the Chinese from this obvious theft, which really goes to the core of the U.S. economy, because the U.S. economy is innovation and technology, and we're letting the Chinese take the fruits of it virtually for free. Now, I hope that we will see a new attitude in this administration. They've been signaling this, but they've been signaling it for a long time. On February 4th, which was a Friday, President Trump was going to announce something more significant, which is a Section 301 investigation, which probably would have led to extraordinary remedies against China. But he didn't go forward because on the previous day, officials from the State Department and the UN convinced the White House not to do it in order to obtain China's cooperation on the UN resolutions that were ultimately adopted on the Saturday, the 5th. That was Resolution 2371, which, although it's a step forward, although it's more draconian than the previous sets of UN sanctions, still is ineffective in that it allows North Korea to earn big streams of income to which they use for their weapons programs. So the administration is moving, slouching towards a better trade policy, but it's not moving fast enough. And I think that we've got to be concerned that the rhetoric is far outpacing the actual substance of what the Trump administration is doing on trade, and indeed, for that matter, on North Korea as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, it seems, at the moment, Gordon. Quickly, one last point on accountability. In that op-ed you referred to in the Wall Street Journal today, featuring the comments of the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, they say explicitly, we are not seeking regime change in North Korea. Can we realistically, Gordon Chang, change the character of the threat we're facing from the North, growing as it is, without changing the character of the regime that melts it?
I think it's extremely difficult. You know, we have overwhelming leverage over China that we haven't exercised. China has overwhelming leverage over North Korea, perhaps even to get rid of Kim Jong-un, which would be regime change in a sense. But, you know, we're not seeing steps to do that. I can understand why the secretaries of defense and state don't want to say they're in favor of regime change. But really, it's the ultimate answer and the only answer in all probability.
Speaking of regime change, there's a leadership meeting taking place, as you know, Gordon Chang, in a seaside resort called Bidhai in China. Would you talk a little bit about what's going on behind those very secretively closed doors and what may come of it with respect to the future direction of China?
Yeah, every August, or virtually every August, the top leadership of the Communist Party retreats to Beidaha. And this is where they talk about upcoming events. This one is particularly important because it comes just before the Communist Party's 19th Congress, which occurs once every 5 years. Xi Jinping looks to cement his power. This is a time for President Trump to actually put a lot of leverage on China, because it's a sensitive time for Xi Jinping, and we could actually derail Xi Jinping's hopes for consolidation if we were to disrupt the relationship. So I hope that our president will see this as an opportunity to move Beijing in much better directions by putting immense pressure on Xi.
We will follow this closely at Beidahai and beyond. Gordon Chang, thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's a busy time for you with all this going on in your portfolio. We appreciate you taking some time to discuss it with us. Come back to us again very soon. Liz Burney of the Zionist Organization of America will talk with us next about McMaster, his future, and us, straight ahead.